This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The public got a chance to ask public health officials questions for the first time Friday about an ongoing standoff involving a case of tuberculosis at an immigrant detention center in Aurora. CPR health reporter John Daly listened in.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed there was a TB case at the Geo Aurora ICE Processing Center in June. During Friday's town hall, Adams County Health Department officials answered questions from the dozens of people who joined a Zoom call. Many asked about the threat to the public, with one wanting to know how long it would take for someone to die from TB. Dr. Wendy Bamberg is the county's chief medical officer.
It's not common, but we do see deaths from tuberculosis. But generally, we're talking about months to years.
ICE has said they removed the detainee with TB and that there's no longer an active TB case at the facility. It has not allowed a public health investigation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Officials are releasing more water into the Arkansas River this summer and fall to combat the impacts of drought. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports they will release an additional 800 million gallons of water into the Parch River.
Local, state, and federal agencies are collaborating to release more water from Twin Lakes near the headwaters of the Arkansas River. That's according to a joint statement. The goal is to protect river health, recreation, and fisheries from the effects of high temperatures and low flows. Some of that is likely to evaporate, but the additional water will help moderate water temperatures and reduce stress on fish during peak summer months of the drought. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The State Land Board is seeking proposals to develop geothermal energy in parts of southern Colorado. The agency says geothermal could help the state reach its climate goals. That effort's primarily in the San Luis Valley, where the Land Board holds a cluster of parcels. This is CPR News.